Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. A man has died in an avalanche while snowmobiling in western Wyoming, according to the Bridger-Teton Avalanche Center. Brandon Jones, 41, of Elko, Nevada, was caught in the avalanche Friday afternoon in the Sheep Pass area near Afton. Although the man's airbag deployed, he was partially buried and did not survive the slide. Jones was with several other people, but it took them 10 to 15 minutes to reach him and dig him out. Star Valley Search and Rescue said it was the nation's first avalanche death of the season. No details were available on what might have triggered the slide. A professional snowmobiler and a snowboarder were killed last year in the same region along the Idaho-Wyoming border. Locals have given the area its own unofficial name. They call it Suicide Mountain. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic, Governor Mark Gordon issued an executive order Monday to relieve certain Wyoming businesses of their unemployment insurance taxes charged by the state. Businesses directly named in the statewide public health orders this year will not have to cover the unemployment insurance benefit charges typically levied by the Department of Workforce Services. Eligible businesses include those specifically listed in the governor's coronavirus-related health orders, like theaters, bars, coffee shops, gyms, conference rooms, museums, and more. Over the past 9 months, the governor has implemented and amended several health orders aimed at curbing the spread of the virus. The orders stretch back to March 19th, when he instituted temporary closures and other restrictions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
As COVID-19 vaccinations begin around the state, early numbers are encouraging, but health officials warn that it's still much too early to declare victory over the pandemic. The Wyoming Department of Health reported 410 new cases in the last 24 hours, and thankfully, no new deaths attributed to the disease. Vaccinations continue, targeting frontline healthcare workers and those most vulnerable to the virus. Inoculations are expected to become more widely available after the FDA approved a second vaccine, one that does not require refrigeration to remain effective. Not in my backyard. A Powell landowner has filed an appeal in Park County District Court against the Park County Commission after they granted approval for TCT to erect a 150-foot communication tower on his neighbor's property. James Yelovich is alleging that the commissioners failed to take into consideration obstruction of his and his neighbor's views, diminishing property values, failure to limit tower height in that a broadband communication tower only needs to be about 35 feet tall, nuisance and related health dangers through neurological effects to nearby property owners, failing to perform an adequate environmental review, and not considering alternative locations. He is requesting the court to review the November 10th commissioner's decision and find that the board did not act within Wyoming law, thus granting a remand for a contested case hearing. It's not the first time he's gone to court for relief, fighting the Wyoming Department of Transportation's plan to widen the road adjacent to his property and cut down some trees on his land. That's a battle that he did win. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.